To begin, what first motivated you to run for mayor of DeKalb?
Well, over the years, I've been asked to consider getting involved in city government. I was asked 4 years ago, shortly after I had retired from the Community Foundation, and the timing just wasn't right for me. At this point, fast forward 4 years to 2016, I just felt that I couldn't stay on the sidelines any longer, and after having been asked by numerous folks around the DeKalb area, I discussed it with my family, and this was a decision that was not an easy one based on the fact that, you know, I was getting settled into the retired life, if you will, and my wife had to buy into this completely, which she did. So in late November, early December, we made the decision that we were going to go ahead and do this. And so my motivation was to give back to the community that has been so good to me and my family. I've been here now for 56 years after having come as a student at Northern Illinois in 1961. And I thought this was a way that I could, again, give back to this community and try to use my management style, if you will, Chase, to get some people around the table on numerous issues, get some consensus, and move this city forward.
Touching a bit on those issues more specifically, what would you say is chief among your issues of concern?
Well, there were a number of issues that I was aware of before I entered the race. Obviously, the feeling was that there may have been a situation where the city council and the staff just weren't working in combo as much as they could. And so I think getting back to that management style issue, I think that maybe I can improve that scenario. You know, the elephant in the room, if you will, is the situation at Northern Illinois University, the drop enrollment, and then that goes down to Springfield. We have a scenario with our legislature in Springfield that is abysmal. That is a scenario that is impacting universities and higher education and social service agencies and a myriad of organizations across the state. We need a state budget, and we need a state budget yesterday. Without that, we have some serious problems. What happens at Northern Illinois University has a direct impact on the economic stability of DeKalb in this community, in this state. So I've said during the campaign that I am willing to meet with anybody at Northern Illinois, whether that be the administration, the Board of Trustees, student government, students, whatever, to try to, at the very least, let them know that the city of DeKalb wants to be a partner with Northern. If we can do some more substantive things, we'll see how that goes. Again, I take office on May 8th, and so I've used this period from April 5, the day after the election, up to now to try to engage myself with a number of folks, whether that be those involved with the university, those involved with our aldermen, our city government, our city staff. I've done that. What the other key issue, obviously, and this relates somewhat to the problems at NIU, and that is we need to really jumpstart our economic development efforts. I've asked the Community Development Department and city staff to allow me to get personally involved when it's appropriate, when we are on the verge of discussing the possibility of a business moving into DeKalb. We need to be very, very laser focused, if you will, on economic development. We have a couple of projects that, since this race started, the Pappas Cornerstone Project at the corner of First and Lincoln Highway is going to be the catalyst for a lot of good things in downtown DeKalb. Sundog IT has announced its intention to rehab the old Moxie property. And I think those two projects have the ability to be a catalyst for economic development to jump westward over North First Street here in DeKalb and perhaps fill in some of those arenas between what I would say the Lagoon and First Street here in DeKalb. So I'm excited, Chase, about where we are. I'm really excited about the number of folks who have supported me in this campaign. I was stunned, frankly, at the results of the election. I thought it would be one of those close races. But, you know, I think something that we said, the message that Jerry Smith for mayor made sense, resonated. So I'm going to take that as not only a strong showing of support, but it places a lot of responsibility on Jerry Smith and this city council and the city of DeKalb to move this this city forward. So those are a few of the issues that had come prior to the election. Those are still issues that we will continue to address here moving forward.
How do you view the relationship between the City of DeKalb and Northern Illinois University, and how would you improve it?
Well, I think simply reaching out now, you know, the Board of Trustees has, I think, at least two or three new members, and I know a couple of those folks personally, and we've already had informal discussions about how the city might sit down with the board. One of the first persons who called me after the election was Doug Baker, and he and I have agreed to sit down and working with some of his key folks, and we'll be working with some of the key folks from the city. This isn't just about the mayor and the president of the university or the chair of the Board of Trustees. This is about all of our staffs working together and impacting some positive things. And whether that be the university assisting the city or vice versa, we want to do that. So, you know, I'm not going to suggest that the relationship between the university and the city is anything but satisfactory. I think that my management style might lend itself to not only getting people around a table to gain some consensus on problems, but what we're going to do is I'm going to insist, if you will, that our staff, and I'm going to ask the university to work with their staff so that those folks who need to work together for the betterment of the DeKalb community and Northern Illinois University are doing just that. And if we can effect that kind of change, if we can affect that kind of mindset, if we can ingrain the culture even a little bit more clearly defined than it might be right now, I think we've got nowhere to go but up.
Could you elaborate a bit on this management style?
Well, I think I probably said it once until I'm blue in the face, and people have heard it time after time after time, and that is that, you know, my management style is this. As the mayor of the city of DeKalb, it is my responsibility to lead our city council, to set the policy, to drive the agenda, and then give direction to staff and the city manager and her staff to run the day-to-day operations of this city. Now, my management style is such that I am not going to simply say, this is what we need to do. I'm going to get people around a table and say, you know, this may not be working. Or, hey, this is working fine. Why don't we take that idea and move it over here? So it's just a management style that will be very open to new ideas, that will be very open to participation by all elements of our city council and our staff. You know, one of the things that I am in the process of doing now, and by the time I am sworn in on May 8th, Chase, I will have met individually with each one of our aldermen. I will have met individually with each of our city staff department heads. I will have met with a number of folks who have already indicated to me that they'd like to be involved, whether that be in commissions or boards or whatever, in the city of DeKalb. So, you know, I said I was going to hit the ground running. I think I did that the day after the election.
Any comments on the effort between the student body of NIU and city officials on improving downtown conditions to attract more students?
Well, on the city council agenda this month will be a report that was generated from tours and conversations that the students at Northern Illinois had with our staff as it related to how downtown DeKalb and the university student body can become more intimately involved. When I say that, we're meaning students coming downtown. Downtown has to be attractive to students. Downtown has to be attractive to all of our population. And some of these needed changes, some of these recently announced changes, I think may be the catalyst to see that happen. You know, the idea of the DeKalb Area Arts Council and its intention to really make an arts corridor, if you will, that runs all the way from the western edge of Northern's campus all the way out to the east side of DeKalb on East Lincoln Highway, incorporating such cultural landmarks that we have now as the Egyptian Theater and Stagecoach Theater. Engaging that idea, I think, is something that, again, is going to improve the scenario between students at Northern Illinois and downtown DeKalb.
Could you tell us a bit more about those projects in particular and general development when it comes to DeKalb's retail sector?
Well, the retail side is something that is important to us. And whether that be a mom-and-pop operation looking to take a small downtown vacant building and doing something with it is important. We also realize that shopping patterns over the past decades have changed to where folks like to go to shopping centers and shopping areas where parking perhaps is easier, where there are some of the big box anchors, if you will, in our community. So we need a mix of all of that. And whether it be, as I say, the small business or whether it be a large industry that perhaps has been initially attracted by folks at the DeKalb County Economic Development Corporation, the city of DeKalb, where appropriate, needs to get involved in that entire range of businesses. And I pledge to do that as your mayor.
Moving to a different sector of the economy, can you talk a bit more about some of the larger scale businesses, including some of them that may have left the town, and those that kind of come in and just bring in those different kinds of jobs, warehouse work, that sort of thing?
Well, I don't know what businesses specifically you're mentioning. The only large operation that really has left this community as it relates to those large businesses may have been Monsanto. That was a corporate decision. We have been very successful at developing a very attractive property now on the southeast side of our community, and that's Park 88. We also have some other plots of land that could be developed, working with the DeKalb County Economic Development Corporation and working with the Enterprise Zone, which was recently established here in DeKalb County. We're going to do our darndest to attract those large businesses that, you know, they're looking for transportation accessibility. They're looking for education opportunities. They're looking for the quality of life. They're looking for the quality of schools. And all those things I think DeKalb, Illinois has. We are in a very dynamic region. And again, it all gets back to the state of Illinois and some of the budget problems that we have with the legislature. If we get that budget passed, it's not going to be an overnight fix, obviously. But if we can get that done, we can move forward and we can do some of the things locally in terms of economic development, whether that be a small business or a large warehouse type of business, as you allude to.
Did any companies express particular interest?
Oh, yes. There are a number of businesses that continue to look at DeKalb. This is an ongoing process. You know, one of the words that came out, and I'd like to mention it here, and that is transparency. You know, we need transparency in government. We need to do as much as we can to communicate to our constituencies and to our residents what is happening in the city of DeKalb. Now, having said that, there are confidentiality issues when you're looking at businesses that want to come here. If a business has identified DeKalb, Illinois is one of three spots, for example, where they're looking to build an industry or a warehouse or a business. There are many sensitive confidentiality issues that are brought to bear. So transparency on one hand is good. Letting a cat out of a bag, if you will, as it relates to economic development and attraction of businesses is a line that I think we have to continue to walk, and we have to walk gingerly.
Do you have any more comments about your general priorities? And if not, can you tell me about what may have led to your success in the election?
Well, again, there are a number of issues. I think we realize that some areas in our community are more blighted than others. We have crime issues that tend to be focused on certain areas of community, and I think we have to work with law enforcement agencies and the faith-based communities and neighborhood groups to address some of those problems. As to why I was successful, you know, having been here 56 years, I was able to have a career, 30 years in business, 30 years at Castle Print Tech, 10 years with the DeKalb County Community Foundation. And in both of those scenarios, I was able to grow professionally as it relates to my involvement in a number of civic organizations. So my experience in business, my experience in social service, the fact that my wife and I, Ging, were very, very, and continue to be very involved with a number of organizations and community, I think that that has certainly helped. Those are probably two of the primary reasons why the voters resounded overwhelmingly on my candidacy and elected me on April 4. But another thing, I can look at you, and I'm going to look in the eye. I'm going to be candid with you. Anybody who has dealt with Jerry Smith over the years knows that this is a guy who doesn't lie. He tells the truth. And you know, I've often said, you know, if you tell the truth, you don't have to worry about what you said. That's so true. So I think people know that what you see is what you get with me. They're going to get that in the next 4 years as your mayor of the city of DeKalb. I'm going to tell you what I know, I'm going to tell you what I don't know. But Chase, if you ask me a question, I'm going to say, this is the answer. I don't know the answer, but I'm going to find it out. I'm going to look you square in the eye and be very, very candid with you. Those three things, those three elements, I think were successful in my election in the city of DeKalb. I certainly don't think it was my good looks.
Finally, is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, you know, I'm so encouraged by what's happened over the last 120, 160 days. It has been just great. I think the campaign was grueling in the sense that, you know, we had 11 forums that span those 90-plus days during the campaign. And we weren't able as candidates to plan our schedules as much as we would have liked. Since the election, what I've liked about this is that I've had the flexibility to plan my own schedule. And I realize going forward that, you know, what I want to do and what I have to do many times are going to be different. And I'm going to be asked to be involved in a number of things. But Chase, I ask for this. You know what I mean? I'm going forward saying, hey, I asked to be your mayor. I asked for your votes. You responded and responded in a very heartwarming way to me. So I want to do the best job I can moving forward.
That was Jerry Smith, who was elected mayor of DeKalb in the April election. He takes office May 8th. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.